This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, May 15th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Eureka Springs is one of the top arts destinations in Arkansas. This historic village of 2,100 residents, over 200 artists, and more than 35 galleries welcomes the May Festival of the Arts. This month-long festival offers art exhibits, events, and more. Eureka Springs, where American art is made.
Support for KUAF comes from Today's Bank, announcing its new branch in Fiesta Square at 2971 North College, and their branch at 300 North College in Fayetteville, also serving Huntsville with two locations. Today's Bank, full-service banking, helping today's dreams become tomorrow's realities. Member FDIC.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, in an effort to facilitate further business success in Arkansas, the Economic Development Commission has launched a new website, ArkansasFavorsTheBold.com. We'll have a conversation with Grant Tenniel, that organization's executive director.
Plus, the 4th District, now the largest geographically in the state, is in the midst of a heated Republican race this primary season. We have part one in a series speaking with each candidate.
Those stories and more, but first, while not ruling on the constitutionality of Arkansas's voter ID law, the state Supreme Court yesterday tossed out a judge's ruling that struck down the law. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox's decision had to do with a challenge from the County Election Commission regarding absentee ballots submitted without proof of identification. The Arkansas legislature didn't specify language about absentee ballots, so the State Board of Election Commissioners passed a rule saying voters could have until the following Monday after an election to provide proof of identification. Chris Burks, Pulaski County Election Commissioner, says he didn't feel the rule was appropriate because it wasn't specified in the law. The Supreme Court ruled that Judge Fox didn't have the authority to determine the law's constitutionality. Burks says he's still pleased.
You know, I think the Supreme Court's ruling is a great ruling. It provides a lot of clarity. It says that the State Board of Elections can't make up a rule to fix what was not in a law that the legislature passed. So I think it's a great ruling.
Meanwhile, in a second lawsuit over the broader implications of the law, Judge Fox has ruled it unconstitutional, but stayed enforcement of order until an appeal can be heard.
With Congress expected to eventually vote on proposed cuts to the Fulbright Scholar Program, there are growing calls against this action. Longtime Arkansas Senator J. William Fulbright worked with President Harry Truman to create the program, which has enabled hundreds of thousands of students and teachers to conduct research abroad and bring foreign scholars to the U.S. Lee Powell is director of the Delta Grassroots Caucus, who knew Fulbright for two decades and wrote an extensive biography on Fulbright.
President Obama would like to make a major increase in some other programs, the Young African Leaders Initiative and the Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, and we want to make clear we support those programs, and what we say is the reasonable thing to do is keep the funding level for all three of them, but don't make a huge cut in a famous program that's tried and true so that you can shift some money over to another project.
Powell says there are several parties who are against the cuts to the program.
Senators Pryor and Bozeman, we know, do not agree with it. The Fulbright Scholars Alumni Association, representing over 300,000 Fulbright Scholars across the globe, of course, opposes this, as does the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences. So we hope that the funding will not be cut for this program. It's done a lot of good international goodwill and has promoted international education across the globe.
Powell says the Fulbright program has an annual budget of $234 million and has allowed research by 29 former heads of state and 45 Nobel Prize winners.
The U.S. Forest Service is undertaking a massive forest restoration project on roughly 7,000 acres of the Ozark-St. Francis National Forest. The Locust Gap Project, proposed by the Pleasant Hill Ranger District, is located just south of the Red Star community near the Mulberry River. C.J. Norville is the public affairs specialist for the Ozark National Forest. She says the project being proposed would be focused on addressing health deterioration of the forest.
We've looked at this project just as part of our normal assessment of areas of the forest we go through each year. And what we found is a lot of forest health issues like ice storm damage, where bugs have infested, that sort of thing. So we really have proposed some actions that would return the forest to a healthier state.
She says a variety of actions have been proposed to promote forest health in the area, including removing some damaged trees and thinning other stands of trees to help promote diversity, eradication of the invasive tree of heaven plant species, and prescribed burning. Norville says the Forest Service is seeking comment from the public, specifically from people who are familiar with the Locust Gap area or the Ozark National Forest in general.
In the past, we've heard from people about prescribed burning and some of their concerns about smoke management, which we try very hard to manage, but sometimes it can be a little bit difficult. Many people often have comments about timber harvesting or the use of herbicide, particularly in a really special area like the Locust Gap Project area is in. The Locust Gap Project area is in the headwaters of the Mulberry River. So we know that this work has to be done. We know it has to be done right.
Public comments on the Locust Gap Project may be submitted until June 6th.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel announced yesterday that a Canadian tobacco company has been ordered to pay nearly $30 million to the state. According to Talk Business Arkansas, Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin ruled that Grand River Enterprises will pay $29.5 million to the state for failing to put money in escrow for sales of Seneca cigarettes in lieu of participating in the 1998 Master Settlement Agreement with big tobacco companies. In addition to the reparations to the state, the company has been ordered to place $9.8 million in escrow, where it will remain for 25 years. The state would receive the money if it were to obtain a judgment against the company for health-related claims associated with smoking of the company's cigarettes. Otherwise, the funds in escrow would revert to the company after 25 years.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows will be in the mid-30s in northwest Arkansas. Lower to mid-40s for the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow. More clouds, slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, mid-60s northwest Arkansas. Lower 70s for the Arkansas River Valley. And for Friday night, mostly cloudy. 60% chance of thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas. 40% chance tomorrow night of rain in the Arkansas River Valley. Lows tomorrow night throughout the region from 43 to 49.